Okay, so we have an African-American woman in her early 30s. She has a dry, non-productive cough. Now, a lot of students right away would be like, ooh, wow, this is sarcoidosis. It's not sarcoidosis because in sarcoidosis, the chest X-ray is going to show bihilar lymphadenopathy or bihilar nodularity. This patient, in contrast, has mild hyperinflation of both lungs, which is a classic USMLE descriptor for asthma. Okay, so your take-home point is African American woman, early 30s, dry cough. Chest X-ray shows bihilar lymphadenopathy. Answer: sarcoidosis. However, if chest X-ray shows mild hyperinflation, answer: asthma. Now you might say, but I don't get it. Like, how? I don't understand. Like, why is this asthma? Like, they don't say anything about shortness of breath. It's because about one third of patients with asthma only present with dry cough. That's called cough variant asthma. That's very high yield, particularly on step two internal medicine. So, cough variant asthma, classically just a dry, non-productive cough in the winter. You can see it's January in this vignette. And what you can do is a patient who has a dry cough, classically in the winter, you can ask them, do you get hay fever, seasonal allergies like in the spring? And do you get a bit itchy elbow, some eczema of your antecubital fossae in the summer? And they say yes. And you're like, oh, your cough is actually asthma, cough variant asthma, because they have atopy. Okay. Even if they've never used beta 2 agonist inhalers before. So you can see this patient's serum calcium is normal. In sarcoidosis, we would classically have an increased serum calcium rather than a normal serum calcium. It's not to say it's impossible. To have a normal serum calcium, but for the purpose of USMLE vignettes, they like giving you increased serum calcium for sarcoidosis, clearly not the diagnosis here. The reason we get hypercalcemia in sarcoidosis is we have the non-caseating granulomas with epithelioid macrophages. Epithelioid macrophages just means activated macrophages. They're going to secrete one alpha hydroxylase, which will convert inactive 25 hydroxyD3 into active 125 dihydroxyD3, and that active 125 dihydroxyD3 will increase calcium and phosphate absorption from the small bowel. Okay, so the answers here: decreased fecal calcium and non-caseating granulomas refer to sarcoidosis, both wrong. The answer here is mast cell degranulation, which simply refers to our asthma. And looking at some of the other answer choices, bullous parenchymal change. That would be classic for emphysema. This patient's a non-smoker. Not to say you couldn't have emphysema in a non-smoker if we had a diagnosis of alpha-1 antitrypsin deficiency. The vignette just doesn't fit for alpha-1 antitrypsin deficiency. They like to say history of cirrhosis, hepatic cirrhosis in the family, or a family member who also had emphysema who was a non-smoker. Okay, so just not our answer here. Choice C, interstitial fibrotic change. That could be the answer if we had a diagnosis of rheumatoid arthritis, as RA can lead to pulmonary pathology called rheumatoid lung. Okay, rheumatoid lung is a fibrotic lung disease caused by the RA itself. And patients on RA, first-line DMARD being methotrexate. One of the most important side effects of methotrexate is pulmonary fibrosis. So patients with RA, classically, interstitial fibrotic change, and also CREST syndrome, that's really high yield for the USMLE. Patient need not have the diffuse subtype of scleroderma. It can be limited, and they get interstitial fibrotic change with pulmonary hypertension. And also, patients over the age of 50, if they get at least a 6-month history of dry, non-productive cough, that can be reflective of idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis. Okay, now we look at the chest X-ray here. Once again, just mild hyperinflation, classic for asthma. If interstitial fibrotic change were the answer, USMLE likes to mention reticular or reticulonodular patterning of the lungs. That's colloquially referred to as honeycombing. Okay, so reticular or reticulonodular pattern, that means fibrosis or honeycombing for USMLE. So, just summarizing this question one more time, your take-home point is this: you get an African-American woman in her early 30s with a dry cough. Chest X-ray shows bihilar lymphadenopathy. Answer: sarcoidosis. However, chest x-ray shows mild hyperinflation. Answer, asthma, mast cell degranulation. Okay, that's it.